Primal Scream. Wednesday morn. Happy hump day. Halfway to the weekend. It's given the state of public transport this morning, it's probably not a bad thing to hear, is it? Halfway to the weekend. Phoenix FM Breakfast, hello. As I've mentioned, Mr. Peter Streams is in the studio with me. St. Francis Hospice in again to talk about their upcoming events. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Rob.
How are you?
I'm very, very well, actually. Been very busy at the hospice. Must say, first up, a big thanks to everyone involved with Brentwood and Beckett Rotary Club.
Oh.
We had some members from that, their president and the secretary, along a couple of days ago to present a brand new patient hoist for us, which we use
nice.
In our inpatient unit. Very smart piece of equipment. Very easy to lift patients out of bed, those who are unable to get out unaided, and back again, and very safely as well. So a superb piece of kit they've bought for us, which we say many, many thanks to
definitely.
Them for. And they also sponsored one of our parking spaces, because a lot more people now are visiting for appointments for our day therapy unit, and parking's always a bit of an issue, and they very kindly sponsored a parking space. So very many thanks to Brentwood and Beckett Rotary Club.
Excellent stuff. Now, sir, you have, of course, many events coming up. And
fairly active, actually, bar one, which I'll mention coming up in Brentwood in a few minutes. But first up, the one I really want to mention, because it is tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
So not long to prepare for this one.
There's one actually before Mudder Madness.
Oh, yeah.
Right, we'll get there first.
If you're involved with any sort of marathon, whether it's even for us or on behalf of other charities, doesn't really matter. Maybe it's the Brentwood Half Marathon. We'll talk about that in a moment. There's a Bupa 10K come out. Virgin London Marathon, of course, is in April. There's also a Royal Parks Foundation Half Marathon in the autumn. Loads of running events coming up. But what we've got a special night together. So if you're a runner, you can go along to our welcome evening, which is being held at the Pepperell Education Centre at St Francis Hospice in Havering Attabower. It's tomorrow night between 7 and 9. It should be a very good night. If you're getting involved with the Brentwood Half Marathon or preparing for the London Marathon, do consider popping along to this tomorrow night. We've got a keen hospice supporter called Kevin Charles, who's going to talk about his experience. He's raced in the past. Sue Spong, a member of our family support team, has run many, many races. She's going to give all of her tips. We've also got Sarah Hurst, who's a nutritional therapist from Rejuvenate Nutrition, based here in Brentwood. She's going to be talking about what to eat, and probably more importantly, what not to eat in the run-up to various marathons.
Thinking porridge is probably a bad idea.
I'm not sure. I'm never quite sure of these. And you see all the tennis stars eating lots of bananas, don't you? They're meant to be good.
Yeah.
When
but
you're
apparently potassium is supposed to help you sleep.
Well...
Isn't it?
I think it gives you something in a very short burst. But anyway, I'm not the sports nutritionist, as you can tell.
No, well, that's why hopefully tomorrow night will be helpful.
Come and
you.
Hear from the experts. We've got Pilates instructor, a sports therapist, talking to runners about how to prevent running-related injuries. So a wealth of great tips. So if you're involved with any marathon running, particularly if you're supporting St Francis Hospice at the Brentwood Half Marathon or London Marathon this year or other races later in the year, do get along to our welcome evening for runners tomorrow night, 36th of February, from 7 to 9. The lady to call about this is Mary Ann Donovan, and because it is tomorrow, do give her a call today if you want to get involved in this. 01 708 771 433. That's 01 708 771 433. And she'd love to hear from you. And talking then of the races, of course, it's not many weeks to the Brentwood Half Marathon. Again, with the very welcome support of Brentwood and Beckett Rotary Club, they do a huge amount for us for that. If you'd like to get involved with that one, there's a separate number to call. It's a chance to run 13.1 miles.
Half marathon.
Through Brentwood, Shenfield and surrounding villages. So it's nice surroundings. Hopefully a little bit warmer than last year. I was taking photographs at last year's event, and I thought I was suffering from frostbite after about half an hour. It was absolutely freezing, but hopefully this year it's going to be a little bit warmer. It's the perfect distance for runners who are looking to set themselves a challenge, and also an excellent training run, of course, if you're going to take part in a London Marathon in April. Entry fee is £23. All goes to great causes, and an awful lot of people, I think about 70 people, are going to be running on behalf of St Francis Hospice.
Amazing.
As part of the LV Brentwood Half Marathon. If you want to get involved in the Brentwood Half Marathon, the number to call for that one, 01708 771 427. And of course, all the things we mentioned about St Francis Hospice, you can check out all the details on our website, sfh.org.uk is the address.
You're getting good at that, aren't you, now?
With my missing front tooth.
Yeah.
Back.
Yeah.
But apologies, listeners, again, if you haven't heard me before. I am struggling with this missing front tooth at the front, one of these big tombstone jobs. But anyway, I'm told I'm going to have a replacement in by the end of the month. So
it's like you've learned how to do it. You've now learned how to muster up sfh.org.uk.
Yeah, without spitting
now,
on you.
Next time you're going to come back, it's going to be all gobbledygook again, isn't it? It's
going to
be all
to practice again, that's right. Yeah. Now, of course, as you mentioned, this weekend is Mud and Madness. And I know Rob's going to be taking part. In fact, he's going to be comparing. Very many thanks to you, Rob.
No, you're very welcome. It's a pleasure to do it. It's a weird thing to like going and running in massive puddles and getting muddy and such. But I guess I'm not the only one, because last year there was quite a few people running.
Masses of people running. I can't remember how many people we've actually got running for us now. I know it's in the dozens and dozens are running for us. It's a 7.5 kilometre action-packed assault course. Men and women can take part. And for the first time this year, there's also a sort of teenagers event as well. I think you have to be over 11 or 12 to take part. But another part of it as well. Of course, it is this Saturday in Upminster at Stubbers Adventure Centre. So if you haven't already decided to take part in this, not much time to do it, but you might just be able to sneak in a last-minute place. If you want to try and find out, give them a call, 01708 771 431, the number for this one, 01708 771 431. Mud and Madness Challenge, huge amounts going on there, and Rob's going to be taking part, and hopefully it'll be wet, but hopefully not too cold, and it should be a good event.
I'm thinking the rain that's coming down this week is maybe helped soften the ground.
I think you'll say it's soft, yeah.
Yeah,
I think some of it might be underwater. But
I'd have to say, I was thinking, do I wear football boots? But then I thought, no, because I remember last year we had to do some kayaking.
That's right.
I'm not sure I can kayak in football boots.
No, I think you should have multi-purpose gear.
Multi-purpose gear. Morning.
Getting to know you.
Wrong one. Oh, it was all going so well. It was all going so well. And then I messed it up. Never mind. Let's move on. Peter's in from St. Francis Hospice with us this morning, talking to us about all the upcoming events and opportunities to raise some money for St. Francis
I want to mention a couple of things for those who are slightly less energetic than you, Rob, and aren't going to take part in Mud and Madness or
energetic.
A marathon. if you want to go along and support us, Coral Dog Race Night on Saturday, the 22nd of February at the Coral Romford Stadium. Last year, we managed to raise £12,000 for the work of the hospice. And I should probably just also say, in terms of St. Francis Hospice, we, of course, serve the Brentwood and surrounding areas. Everything we do for patients and their families is for free. And it does cost us the thick end of £9 million a year to do that. So we have to raise a huge amount of money, about £6.5 million we managed to raise from the local community, thanks to your efforts. And long may it continue. Thank you so much. And one way I said you can support us is popping along to that dog night on Saturday, the 22nd of February. More details on our website, sfh.org.uk. Yeah, doing so well early on. also, something else that's not too energetic, an evening with Richard Digents, a three-course meal on Friday, the 14th of March at the Derougement Manor Hotel right here in Brentwood.
It's nice there.
It should be very nice. It's a performance by the BAFTA-nominated entertainer Richard Digents and a three-course meal. And tickets for that you can get on 01708 771 433 or again check out our website sfh.org.uk. That's Friday the 14th of March for the night with Richard Digents. And then of course something that is a little bit more energetic and hotter.
Well, it's just turning the temperature up a bit.
Yeah, a little bit hotter. Of course, 17th of May, date for your diary, 7 p.m, the charity firewalk. Many thanks to Bennett's in Brentwood for organising this event. Loads of people taking part. It's happening right here at the Brentwood Centre. And lots of people are going to be doing this on behalf of us and indeed many other charities as well. We'd love people to get involved with this event and do it on our behalf. So if you ever want to do a firewalk like Rob, then stick 17th of May in your diary. We'll talk more about that next month.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's on my list of things to do this year.
Yep.
My 50 things firewalk. Yeah. And it was weird.
Hopefully you'll be less than 47 to do by the time we get to 17th of May.
Well, yeah, hopefully. Look, as I explained earlier, right, there's a reason why there's only two things off my list yet. It's because there's planning. There's lots of planning involved.
That's right.
You know, like you've agreed to throw me out of
plane. That's right. Of course we're going to chuck you out of plane come September or
yes,
so.
Yes, September. Yeah. You've got two skydives this year, one in June and one in September. Obviously, we'll talk more about them as we get a bit closer to them. But just so people are aware, if you want to do a skydive, and you're giving people two opportunities this year.
sfh.org.uk, the place to go.
It is the place to go. Peter, thank you very much for coming
this
morning. So tomorrow night, I just want to recap on that one.
We've got
marathon runners. If anyone's doing the marathon or a half marathon, you've got a bit of a kind of An information evening, if
yeah,
you will.
What to eat, what to do, avoid illnesses and diseases, injuries, anything else in the process that might upset your plans, all the training you could need. It's tomorrow night at Havering Atter Bower at our Pepperell Education Centre. It starts at 7. Mary Ann is the person to speak to about this. If you want to get involved, it's free. 01 708 771 433. And we'd love to see you there tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. There you go. So if you've got any prep, that you, any questions, you think yourself, I've not done a marathon before, need to get a bit of insight into it. I've never done a marathon. Someone did say to me,
I'm never likely to do a marathon.
Someone said to me, you should run the marathon, Rob. And I said, well, that's all right. When is it? And they went, 13th of April. I went, you see, I'm busy that day. I'm genuinely busy. No, I'm genuinely busy that day. I'm washing my hair. Thank you very much for coming in, Peter. Again, we'll see you next month. You come in on a regular basis to talk to us on the show.
And have fun on Saturday.
Oh, yes, of course, Saturday.
Getting wet and muddy.
As if I could forget. Saturday, mud and madness. If you fancy having a bit of silliness with me, come and wrestle around in the... I mean, run around in the mud.
Put one of our shirts on. We've got loads of our photographers around. We've got to put some pictures of you on our website as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So if you fancy coming and getting a bit muddy and a bit wet on Saturday... Mud and Madness, Stubbers Adventure Centre in Upminster. All the details, sfh.org.uk or, of course, online at phoenixfm.com.